I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 33-year-old Nathaniel Trujillo of Hobbs was arrested on December the 1st and charged with shooting at a dwelling, battery upon a peace officer, and criminal damage to property. Hobbs police were responding to a shots fired call in the 1500 block of North Denson Street. When police arrived, they were informed that children were almost shot and more than 10 bullet holes scattered throughout the home. Fortunately, no one was injured. Trujillo scheduled for a preliminary hearing on December the 14th. Chaffetz County Sheriff Mike Harrington reports that there are phone scammers that identify themselves as the Chaffetz County Sheriff's Office, demanding payment by gift cards bought at Walmart or facing jail time. Law enforcement will never call you for payment on fines. Be aware, it is the season for phone scammers. Hobbs police have identified and issued arrest warrants for 25-year-old Eduardo Quazda and 37-year-old Marisol Hakis, both of Hobbs. Both men are suspects in an incident involving the theft of packages off a porch of a residence. Hobbs police remind citizens there is a safe way to have your packages delivered to a locked delivery box, also specific delivery instructions, or have someone present at the time of delivery. 35-year-old Matthew Red Fuentes of Hobbs was sentenced to 37 years in prison for second-degree homicide, shooting at or from a motor vehicle, and 5 counts of child abuse. According to court documents, Fuentes traveled from Hobbs to Lovington and chased down the victim, 31-year-old David Lee Casillas, and shot him in the chest. He died a short while later. Children were present when the shooting occurred. An investigation revealed a jealousy-fueled love triangle which involved the victim. The shooting death occurred in August of 2020. 22-year-old Jason Henderson of Roswell was sentenced to 29 years in prison at a sentencing hearing in 5th Judicial Court on Friday. The sentencing came after a jury in February found Henderson guilty on 2 counts of criminal sexual penetration in the second degree, along with 1 count each of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. According to court records, the victim, Henderson's ex-girlfriend, testified that Henderson grabbed her neck and strangled her to the point where she fell unconscious. He then raped her, and when she woke up, he struck her with a machete several times before raping her again. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.